Hello, this is John Smallwood, Certified Financial Planner, Senior Wealth Advisor for Smallwood Wealth Investment Management. Today, we're continuing on the Wealth Curve Blueprint conversation, financial pressure, the Wealth Curve Scorecard. So when we start to talk about savings rate, one of the things that is missed often that we find is that the contributing to a company retirement plan to obtain the maximum match. It sounds so simple, but it's sort of shocking to us how many people don't actually do it. And there's a lot of opinions out there about, tax deferral, not tax deferral, 401k, 401 Roth. We're not going to talk about that. That's not the goal of that. But when we're digging in, if you have a company match, meaning if I put in $3 to my plan, they'll match $3. Or if I put in 6% of my salary, they'll match 3%. Or if I put in 3%, they'll match 3%, or some formula thereof. It depends on how the plan is designed and what's happening. But frequently, we see people not contributing to their retirement plan, not contributing to the maximum match. So they might be putting away 3% of their salary and they're getting a 1.5% match. But if they increased it to 3%, they'd actually get a full another 1.5%. And that matching contribution is part of your compensation plan that you have at work. So in the financial planning process, in the blueprinting, understanding where you are, what you're doing, savings rate, income, et cetera, understanding the dynamics of your company retirement plan are such an important part, because leaving the match money on the table is not necessarily a great thing. And I say this in a hesitant way, but every dollar that I can receive in compensation from my employer is a valuable dollar. I think a wise man once said, a penny saved is a penny earned. It's so, like, a match is a penny earned and a penny saved that I'm not paying tax on currently. And that goes into my plan. And depending on my vesting schedule, I might, be immediately vested in that. I might vest over a period of time. I might cliff vest and vest all at one shot. It almost doesn't matter, because if I plan on working for the employer for, 2 or 3 years, I might end up staying 5. If I didn't put money in, I've got a problem. And again, this goes back to all the parameters in the plan being on an optimal track, because if I've got credit card debt, and I don't have a lot of liquid savings, and I'm not putting money elsewhere, that's the problem where I'm probably getting into, that I'm not actually able to put money in the 401k plan because other things are preventing me from doing that, because lifestyle's out of balance, or your rent or your mortgage is out of balance and it prevents you from saving money, or your student loans are costing you too much money. You haven't spent the time to figure out how to make them better. These are all really important parts, but the key is, in the blueprint, getting the awareness, understanding your plan, we will help you do that. And then developing strategies to help you optimize that current plan and that current match. So look forward to hearing from you. Visit us at smallwoodassociates.com. Hit our button, let's get started, or call us at 800-797-1000 or 732-542-1565. It used to be important to have an 800 number. Now it doesn't really matter, but we still have it. So that's the old school part of us. Look forward to meeting you. Look forward to talking to you and building a scorecard. Thank you.
Welcome to the end of the video. Smallwood Wealth Management is an investment advisor representative. The opinions expressed by Smallwood Wealth Management and guests on this show are their own. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented for this educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as a receipt of or substitute for personalized advice from Smallwood Wealth Management or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Smallwood Wealth Management is not a law firm or an accounting firm, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as a recommendation appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Thank you for listening.